Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No, well, you mean on the stage? You're talking about talent on the stage.
No, I mean basketball talent. It's the second round.
Yeah, I'm silly. I should have looked this up before we hit on the air. But
that's hurtful.
Look, I'm not being a smart
guy.
You
play one-on-one against all of them.
I'm not a basketball player. Although I had a hell of a shot.
You keep telling yourself that, Jeff.
Hey, you're looking at the three-point shootout media winner from the Coliseum back in the day. I oddly had the crowd going nuts.
Okay, you were going up against the media, Jeff.
There were dozens,
but the ball was going in the hoop. It was weird.
Who was your competition? Can I ask? Or was it just you against the hoop?
The finalist, it was Bob Dyer and me. Bob from the Beacon Journal.
Ding!
Am I nuts? Last night as I was watching, were they still at Barclays? Or were they in a studio doing the second round?
I was trying to figure out where the heck they were. I was paying no attention.
I was trying to figure. I don't know. Maybe just because I'm in
the venue
TV
didn't
part
matter.
Of it.
They had to be in New York because Spike was there. You knew it was a bad deal and everything else. Spike stood up and they took a shot of him.
And he laughed.
Well, they started turning around and yelling at Spike.
They were trying to
interacting.
That was
trying to
end.
Add something to it.
Yeah. Where were they last night? Seriously,
I think they were
still at Barclays.
Yeah, I think
yeah, because you could see they had the one shot, and there was a sign, and it said round two. They must have moved into a different room, though. Like they must have been in like one of the hallways to walk into the main venue.
Look, most of these guys who were drafted last night will get some playing time in the NBA to some limited extent, and most of them, and there's nothing wrong with this. Most of them will have fine careers overseas. That's usually the way it works in the second round. Hopefully, the Cavaliers have found a guy. I'm not even going to worry about Niang. You know, if he's not here, well, who knows? You know, that's coming down the road. Maybe one day he could end up here. That'd be great. And if he does, great. That's great. And maybe Proctor can actually become a guy who does more than sit at the end of the bench and you think, well, hope they can develop him in the future. Maybe he can play this year. Maybe. You know, like Jalen Tyson. Man, if you're going to develop somebody, there's the kid. Let's get him going for this next year. They're going to need bodies, Andy, and not just bodies. I shouldn't even just say that. You know, everybody talks about the depth. To me, depth means not that you have guys there that you play. Depth to me means guys who can help you win. Did you see a whole lot of depth in the playoffs that helped them win? I did not.
No, and that's something that's got, yeah.
And that's why you've got to develop some of these guys. You got a 6'5 guard now who can handle the ball in Proctor. Develop him. Make him better. You got Jalen Tyson, 6'6 guy who can handle the ball. And those two guys, just think about what they, you know, what they could be. That's exciting. It really is. But not if you don't develop them and make them key parts of your team.
Yeah, I know.
So they've got to get better, and I hope they can. I would expect Tyson to go to the summer league and look great.
That starts what, next week?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited to see
that. Free agency starts next week.
What, 3 days away till free agency, isn't it?
Yeah, it's June 30th, isn't it? Yes, and then you can sign guys like 4 or 5 days later.
So I want to see how the Cavaliers play this, but you're right. We talked last segment about if Dan Gilbert's truly selling 15% of the team, then he could kind of look at, you know, being over the cap and living in the second apron is kind of no big deal and not really have to pay for it.
Yeah, except
and by
one
the
thing,
way, if you're going to buy in 15% of a team, what are you really getting? Do you really get?
Great seats.
Yeah, season tickets. It's like a really, really, really expensive season ticket.
Probably get the higher end food.
Maybe you get to use the rooms. I don't know what else. You're part of the ownership group, right? So that's fun.
There's a yeah. And we'll see how that
goes.
You
say you're a part of it. Maybe you get to go in the locker room after they win a championship.
I hope that it doesn't mean Dan's looking to sell anytime soon overall, because I think he's been a very good owner of this team.
All right. You're going to make me optimistic.
Oh, I'm going to make you something.
I do have a couple points about the broadcast, though. But let me make me optimistic first.
I thought, because you know how I like to look at history and put silly, stupid stuff together.
Yes.
I thought.
Is this a list?
These are lists.
Oh,
I usually don't say they're lists.
Jeff Phelps coming through.
These are the guys I found to be, and I went back and looked at NBA drafts from the time the Cavs entered the league.
Okay, so we're going back to 1970.
And I looked for what I thought might be intriguing or successful. If there's anybody who is successful, he's on this list.
Okay.
And I added intriguing as well. From the time the Cavs entered the league in 1970.
But I can't get upset.
So this
the Cavs
is going back over
him.
50 some odd years.
Right. I can't get upset because Ted Stepien probably messed up any chance
there's
of getting
nobody
these guys,
on
right?
the list who you're going to get upset about that the Cavs passed over.
Okay. All right.
That's and it's not even that the Cavs passed anybody over. It's just that these guys are here.
Okay.
Most intriguing or best guys. You know how many total I ended up with?
How many?
13.
Ooh.
That's
lucky or unlucky?
That's it. Going back to 1970. So we'll start with the 49th pick. Two of them were interesting just because they're, you know, recent. Amani Bates and Isaiah Mobley. Okay? Or okay. Mobley, as the case may be. Akron had a female basketball player named Mobley, spelled pronounced Mobley. Isaiah Mobley, Evans' brother. Okay, there's that.
Wasn't there a dog, cartoon dog, Mobley?
In 2006, Leon Poe. Remember Leon Poe?
Oh, Leon Poe, yes.
Leon was with the Cavs for a year, and he played AAU ball with LeBron on that Oakland team.
Okay.
So Leon Poe, who if he hadn't blown out his knees, he would have been pretty good.
From Cal, yeah.
Andre Blatch, anybody remember him?
Yes.
Big center for the Nets.
I do.
Andy, he was in 2005. Get excited. You ready?
I remember that guy for a reason that everybody should read at some point involving him and Gilbert Arenas and a prank gone wrong. I cannot say it on the air, but it is one of the funniest stories that is ever worth Googling.
In 2003, Andy, sit down. Get your hands away from anything where you might throw them and get hurt. You ready?
Okay, all right, I'm not going to get worried.
Champ. James Jones was the 49th pick in the draft.
He was?
Boom.
Wow.
James Jones.
Shot still probably is going in.
James could still shoot.
Probably
oddly,
still
James never played a whole lot. Anybody remember the name Haywood Workman? Haywood played in the league for 8 years, and I think he still is an NBA referee.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Great.
I'll take
better as a ref than as a player.
I'll take your word for it.
And then Eddie Johnson.
Wait, was Haywood Workman on What's
the
Happening?
Pacers. No.
I think he was on What's Happening.
Eddie Johnson, but not that Eddie Johnson. Remember there were two of them?
Not the Phoenix Suns one?
No, there was one who was a guard for the Hawks. He was the 49th. And then at 58th, you ready?
Yeah.
In 2023, Chris Livingston, who's with the Bucks from Akron, was the 58th pick in the draft. He's been with the Bucks on the bench for 2 years. He went to Buchtel and then Western Reserve Academy.
Jeff, just a point of clarity here. Haywood Nelson was the actor that was on What's Happening.
In 2006.
Haywood Workman is the NBA official former player.
See, you got that going for you.
I want you guys to try and recognize this. I want you guys to try and recognize this name. You ready?
I'm still laughing at the Andre Blatch story.
In 2006, does this name mean anything to anybody? Lester Hudson.
Yes.
It sounds familiar.
In 2012, the Cavaliers signed him to two 10-day contracts.
That's why.
And went ballistic.
That's
he had four
right.
straight games of 23 points, 26, 25, and 19. Then he played five more games with the Cavaliers, and they didn't sign him for the rest of the season.
That's why he played for the Clippers.
Dude was on fire, and the Cavs didn't keep him. Instead, he signed with Memphis. He kicked around for a while.
He played in China for a while, too.
Oh, a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he came over here from China, came back from China. And he talked about the food in China. It was really funny. Lester was fun. And, man, he was on fire for four games. A guy named Don Reed was a 58th pick. He played eight seasons in the league. Big guy.
Hell of a football coach at Oregon, too.
I'll give you three other names that you'll recognize. Henry Bibby.
Oh, yeah.
In 1972. Mike Bibby's dad. Earl Cureton.
Didn't we have a Bibby on the baseball team and a Bibby on the basketball team?
Not related.
Oh.
No, they were. Yeah, they were. James Bibby, Jim Bibby, and Henry Bibby were brothers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were just making a bad Biden joke.
No, that was true.
That's true.
Then I withdraw the rim shot.
Earl Cureton was a big guy in the league for a while.
Jim Bibby played for us. He played for the Rangers.
Yep. Big, strong pitcher. And he was Henry's brother.
And Pirates, too.
And in 1980, a 58th pick, Kurt Rambis.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know?
So I went all the way back to 1970. Those are the only names that I thought were even intriguing. Some of them weren't any good, but they had local ties. Imani Bates, Isaiah Mobley, Chris Livingston, and Lester Hudson. The other guys. So what my point is there.
One of those guys known for the fact that he can't wear a pair of shoes again.
That's why you keep your fingers crossed about a guy like Tyrese Proctor. You know, you were more excited about him because he was the first guy the Cavs had a chance to take. They didn't have a first-round pick. Will he be able to make it in the league? Let's just hope so.
You know, when I was playing freshman basketball, people used to call me Kurt Rambis because I wore glasses, too. I just want you to know that. Until my brother said, why are you wearing that strap that holds your glasses on in the
back?
Did
you wear contacts? Did you wear contacts?
No, I didn't start wearing contacts until I was a sophomore in high school, actually.
Well, that's what I mean. You ended up wearing contacts?
Yeah.
I didn't know you. You wear them now?
No, I had laser surgery.
Oh, okay.
Like a long time ago.
All right.
So when I was a freshman, I had that, and this is a really bad story.
The list is over. You can stop the music.
No, it's still a pretty good list. It's kind of a corny story anyway. So I think it was... I would wear glasses, and I would feel silly wearing glasses. You know, when I wasn't wearing goggles.
Well, you want to see, Andy.
I know, but you know, like everybody else was playing basketball, no one else had to wear glasses, and then your glasses would fall off.
And then Rambis showed up?
Yeah, and then Rambis was there. He was like an idol for me.
And you were all excited.
Yeah, and then my brother said, hey, you know, you might want to get contacts. This was when I was a sophomore or freshman. And I was like, why? He goes, because you look like an idiot with that strap. He goes, why don't you take off the idiot strap on the back of your glasses? Nice. And so then... And that was it. I was
great,
done.
Great Kurt Rambis story.
And that's why I played hockey instead of basketball after that.
Great Kurt Rambis story. I was told.
Yes.
Rambis, which I did when I traveled, would, because he thought it was great, collect all of the free shampoo and soap and stuff that's put in these expensive hotels that the NBA plays in, that the NBA guys stay in, And I used to take them home for my wife. Here you go. And it was great. Rambis did it throughout his entire career. And he said, I'm never going to buy shampoo for the rest of my life.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. You know, Rambis is from, do you know where he's from originally?
Montana.
No.
Where?
He's from the place that pops up on your phone that you really don't care about when it comes to time zones or things. What do you have an Apple? Dan, are you an Apple guy?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the city associated with that? When it pops up on your phone, you're like, where is this? And you're like, oh, I can't believe this. And it pops up, and you're like, why do I have to give the weather from this city? You know what it is? You know, and as soon as I say, you'll be like, oh, yeah, Cupertino. Pops up on your phone
all
the time.
Sorry, I never get that.
I've seen it every time you go to, I think you set your weather or set your timing or something.
I don't get it.
Worthless story. David Shumate, he is the voice of the Duke Blue Devils. He will give us the lowdown on Tyrese Proctor and talk a little bit more about what a successful draft it was for the Duke Blue Devils over the last 2 days, too. So 216-474-0092 plus Sam Amico coming up in the noon hour. And Ben Broussard later in the show. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.